Welcome to ERN. We hope you enjoy the show.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Working Mother Radio. I'm Bettina Bush, your host, and we are enjoying our conversation with Miss Yolanda Galt. Thank you so much for being here with us.
My pleasure. It's so much fun talking to you. I love just talking about mom stuff because I don't think we have enough opportunities to just commiserate with one another.
Yeah, and it's so important because, you know, when you don't know that other people are feeling the same way, you feel kind of alone. And
exactly.
I don't ever want people to feel that way because we're not. And that's one of the reasons I'm really passionate about this show is because I don't want anybody to feel like they're on an island by themselves. Nobody is. You know, we're all moms. So we're all in this together. And at some point, there is someone out there who's having the same experience as you.
Yeah, we're so hard on ourselves. We have to listen to other moms and how they do it and how they get over it. That's the important thing, too, though, don't you think? It's like, this
Absolutely.
Is how I manage that problem. This is how you can deal with that problem. Because sometimes you can just be so overwhelmed with work and with kids and with house and you just can't see the forest for the trees.
Yeah, it's really hard sometimes to come up for air. And I want to make sure that before we continue our conversation that everybody knows where to find you on social media, online, if they want to get more Yolanda.
Oh, I am just so getting into tweeting right now. So please follow me at The Real Yolanda. And I spell my name weirdly because I'm not sure if my mother knew how to spell Yolanda, but it's The Real Yolanda. Okay? And I'm on Facebook, Yolanda Galt. Follow me because I so love tweeting now. I'm just addicted. I sometimes I say kind of mean things, though. Not mean. Not mean. Like, you know, I was watching Fashion Police. That kind of like mean. Celebrity, you know, celebrities don't count.
All right, now I'm going to have to check out what shows you're watching and what we watch together because
Barbara
Trivette and I in the earlier segment realized that, you know, we've known each other for how long now and we just both realized we both watched The Bachelor. So we're going to have to start talking about these situations that our Ben Higgins is getting himself into. So I'm going to have to look at what Yolanda is watching so that we can start to tweet about those things as well. It should be a lot of fun, folks. You might want to tune in. Follow me at Bettina Bush. Follow Yolanda.
That's right. And we can all dish. It's so great, especially with award season coming up. What? Come on.
Oh,
we're going to have a
so
good time.
Gosh, and don't. So on the way. It's going to be good.
Lady Gaga. Okay, we got it. Yeah.
But when they get it right, boy, I like Michelle Obama at the State of the Union. But good Lord, I just can't get past that. She just was exquisite.
I mean, everything about her, head to toe. I joke that I have this vision that somewhere on Canal Street, there's a super industrious sister, you know, just really on her grind, who's coming up with a Michelle Obama wig line. I just see it.
You did not just do that.
I see it. Awesome. It's going to happen. And I might buy me one. I don't know. I've been rocking this little pixie for a while, but maybe I need to step it up.
Oh, my God. We have so gone off the rails here. Okay, so we're coming back now to No Nonsense Parenting, which is on workingmother.com. You go to our videos page. You check out Yolanda's video series, No Nonsense Parenting. And she is talking about things like how to manage your kid's screen time, dealing with morning wardrobe malfunctions, when your kid won't eat veggies at all.
Yes.
And more. There are so many good topics.
And these little things can save your life. I mean, they sound small, but, you know, I think we all know when you're dealing with that thing in the morning where your kid is, you know, freaking out over which sweater to wear. And by the way, this may surprise you, but I don't think you should have wardrobe fights. I really don't. I buy the clothes my kid wants to wear. You know, I mean, fortunately, I don't have girls who want to walk around in booty shorts. Then we'd have another conversation.
Yeah, because then the fight is on.
Exactly. But, you know, other than something wildly inappropriate, what do you care? What do you care? You know, stripes, polka dots, plaids, go ahead. Go do you. Do it.
I have a five-year-old who currently goes to almost every function as either a cat, a reindeer, or, you know, in need of some type of animal whiskers painted on her face. So I am with you because I swear it's very hard to find a picture of Cassie right now for the past year where she is not portraying some sort of animal. Okay, that's fine. You know, she wears a uniform to school, and so we don't do that at school.
Oh, see, yeah. So she's got to branch out. Yeah.
Just express your little self on the weekend.
They need that. They need that. And there's so many bigger fights. You know what I mean? I feel like there's so many bigger fights.
I feel like choose your battle is part of parental survival.
My son went through a period where all he wanted to wear was stuff, you know, shirts that had writing on them. I'm like, okay, well, at least he's reading, I guess. I don't know.
He's dressed as Steve from Blue's Clues. So that shirt needs to be washed more often. Okay.
Yes.
You know, it's, you choose your battles and you respect who your child needs to be. Okay.
That's,
you know,
it.
What, Yolanda, I hate to say this, but we have to.
I know. I kind of thought that
I am so bummed, but we reserve the right to have you back.
Please.
Thank you so much for joining us. And is there anything else at all that you want our listeners to know before you go?
I do want you to know that you can still get Child Please on Amazon, and when you get it and you're reading it, please tweet me. Follow me at The Real Yolanda. Even if you don't like it, I don't mind if you have something bad to say. I can take it, and we can talk about it. We can talk about it, and even go on and tell me what some of your secrets are, because I have not covered them all, you know, when it comes to vegetables, when it comes to chores. I just like hearing other people's stories. I really do.
Yeah, so do I.
Holler at me.
All right. Holler at Yolanda and holler at me. I'm at Bettina Bush. And on Instagram, I'm at Bettina Bush Official. And as always, there is no way to be a perfect mom, but there are a million ways to be a good one.